Thank you so much, Dr. Nguyen. I really appreciate it. It's always great to see you. And it's not that early, but I got to tell you, what's kind of frightening for me and making me feel very inadequate is being around so many doctors. You all of you are used to that, seeing scientists and leaders in this space. So on our esteemed panel, which you're going to hear from very shortly, I want to get a sense of who all of you are first, though, and a very good morning to you. How many here are students? Hot dog. All right. Policy advocates. Okay, fantastic. Scientists? Local providers? Great. All right, gives a good sense of who we're talking to this morning. And as Dr. Nguyen was talking about, I myself also am becoming more aware and educated personally on the need for understanding in this space and amongst all of these great thinkers here in the space. My own father, for instance, whose Alzheimer's has recently picked up, I spending more time in the West as opposed to New York City, and we looking at some of the solutions and how our community, specifically in San Francisco, supports individuals like my father in the great hometown of Dr. Nguyen also is a big name in. So it is something certainly that I think many of us have personal stories to share about that. And as we do talk about this topic, at least on MSNBC and NBC News, I think it's something that we can do more about, and especially when we look at the different subgroups, and the subgroup we're looking at today, of course, is AAPIs. And I think that the dominant thought about this community is that it's perhaps a little bit more healthy or a little bit more tankish is the way I like to call it. If you walk through the Chinatowns or the Asia towns across the country, I always think of the little old ladies and the little old men, you know, moving along. And I think that reputation of them being more healthy than others is something that is widely thought. But as we know through the statistics, which we'll get into, that is not necessarily always the case. So we have some very esteemed speakers to share their thoughts with you today. Not only Dr. Nguyen, we also have four others that will be sharing the microphone with us today to share some of their thoughts and ideas on how to understand the community and to address all of your questions as well at the end. And I think that'll be the most invigorating. And if throughout any part of this program, if you want to be a little bit more, well, less Asian and get close to us, we don't mind that. We've got all these great empty seats in front. In fact, that's where we put all the reports. So you can come on up and grab a seat at any time if you feel that magnetic energy that I feel from the five people up here. Let me start by introducing Dr. Jeanette Takamura. She has been the dean and professor at the Columbia University School of Social Work since 2001. She was assistant secretary for aging in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from 97 to 2001. Dr. Takamura led the development of the Modernized Older Americans Act and the National Family Caregiver Support Program enacted in 2000. She also led more than 40 executive branch agencies in identifying national aging policy, as well as being dean and professor at the Columbia University School of Social Work since 2001. She was assistant secretary for aging in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from 97 to 01 as well. Dr. Takamura led the development of a modernized Older American Act and as well as the National Family Caregiver Support Program enacted in, and I'm reading it twice over because I like it that much. She's just quite amazing. So please do welcome Dr. Jeanette Takamura. Maybe I need more coffee, Dr. Takamura.